Hey, welcome back to Epic, Realm's action adventure channel, and the next episode of Marigold Breach. Things are really starting to pick up now. Ven and Lucan are learning more about the Homesteaders, yet still struggling with who they are. I want to tell you a little bit about the cast, but first, a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
I talked about Joel last time, and I can't let you go without mentioning our stars, Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Trust me, a more perfect version of Ven and Lucan does not exist. We've checked a few alternate universes just to make sure. You probably know Jamila best as Tahani on The Good Place, but did you know that she's also in She-Hulk with another Realm favorite, Tatiana Maslany? And she has the best wardrobe ever. You might be wondering about Manny, but you'll just have to come back for more on him. In the meantime, Ven and Lucan are waiting for us, so get ready because I'm about to send you back. I'm your host, Faith McQuinn, and this is Marigold Breach, Episode 3.
What he needs most is rest and nutrition.
He's running some sort of biomedical intervention. Scrubjack nanotech? Who knows?
What the hell are you doing over there?
What does it look like?
Breaking shit.
Between you and me, I find demolition therapeutic. We're knocking down a wall to extend geotherm to Northern Hill Unit.
Then fuck off and let him sleep. You know what's therapeutic? Quiet.
Welcome back, Lucan. You're now stable at 2733, but outwardly unresponsive.
What happened? System malfunction? Mandatory shutdown? What was that?
Inadequate or expired inoculation. Scrubjacks are acclimated to environments with nanotech filtration.
Bullshit. What's going on, Ven? We're better now?
2733. The inoculation issue is addressed.
Then why are you lying? This has something to do with your secret? With the thing we left behind?
Yes.
I don't care if you're hiding things, but I need to know this won't happen again. Mandatory shutdown? You can't just spring that on me.
The inoculation issue is addressed.
Fine. I won't press you. Oh. Hey, now I'm lying. I'm not gonna let this go, Ven.
Initiating full responsiveness.
I feel soft fabric, smell crushed grass and machine lubricant. There's a chalk blue dresser, 3 ugly paintings on the wall beside a...
They're finger paintings, Lucan. Children made them.
Still ugly. Children's paintings on the wall beside an array of medical devices and monitors. Some kind of recovery room. Or a bedroom. Izzy sitting in a chair, toying with a shiny disc while watching a cartoon on her palmy screen. A show about a family of scheming cockroaches. How long was I out?
11 hours, 10 minutes.
So the Homesteaders looked after me, which means they are invested, at least a little. Which means they'll invite me to join them, to live a better life, to become a better man.
Aw, don't wake up now. I'm just getting to the good part of my show.
What is Rosette thinking? Lying about the trash patch like that.
Oh, you've been awake for a while, huh? Rosette's my favorite. She's selfish and underhanded.
So you identify?
Nah, it's more aspirational.
What you holding there?
Prismatic gasket. Found it at the crash site and couldn't help myself. I'm a fidgeter. Are you hungry?
Very, yeah.
Well, Can you stand? Elisheva is making me help you because I, you know.
Assaulted me?
You're kind of fragile for a scrubjack.
You're kind of violent for a homesteader.
How do you feel?
Fine. Better.
And stop looming there with your ass out. You need clothes. Check the closet rack. Let's see. Yeah, this is okay. No. Yeah, there we go.
The leggings Izzy chose are handsome.
You like her.
I'm not capable of forming emotional attachments to anyone but you.
Oh, bullshit. You talk like a robot when you're embarrassed. I know you like her because you haven't suggested that I kill her lately.
They're not suggestions.
Come on, get moving. Make erosion look fast. This way.
I follow Izzy out the bedroom door and deeper into the building. We walk along the cool corridors with lighting so dim that Ven has to adjust my photoreceptors. The grass on the ceiling emits faint bioluminescence and a floral scent. Izzy stops at a closed curtain.
I called a few people to meet us. Odile has theories.
About what?
What do you think? Come eat.
There's a dining area with a half dozen tables and an open, untidy galley. A sideboard holds flatbreads, pastes, and mounds of bean cakes, and three identical ration pockets. A dim corner of my brain tells me that in military messes, we unaffectionately call them rat pox. A handful of the tables are occupied and a dozen children play in the corner, which...
Six children and a baby.
Oh, yeah. Seven children. Just a few meters from the amnesiac scrubjack these farmers dragged from a crash site. I want to impress the homesteaders. I want to join them. But a knot tightens in my stomach. Keep me away from your kids.
You don't like children?
I don't give a shit either way. But you don't know me. I don't know me.
I know you saved me and Odile and Sadia.
What if that whole thing was a setup?
The world is full of dangers, Lucan. Homesteaders don't hide from them. If you protect yourself from everything, you build nothing. Safety is the opposite of freedom.
What are you talking about?
The whole fucking world.
This must be that faith that Hester had mentioned, the one that annoyed her. I don't know how to respond, so I changed the subject. Where's Hester?
She doesn't live in the valley. She lives in the outskirts.
It's safer there, without scrubjacks like me wandering around.
Nah, there's a whole murderous base of them lurking in the... Yo, you're joking. You're still wrong, though.
About what?
Everything. Go, sit down. I'll bring you a plate.
So the adhesive was leaking into the substrate?
More like dissolving.
Hey.
Hi. Releasing trace mineral compounds into the fermentation vats, which...
Here, stuffed flatbread and a ration.
You mean rat pox?
What?
Never mind. I eat the pocket first because it's familiar. I consider grabbing the other two rat pox, but the homesteaders are pretending not to watch me. Like this isn't a test. Like they aren't wondering if the scrubjack knows how to food. So I stuff myself with bean cakes instead. When I finish, a homesteader with geometric tattoos catches my eye.
Hey, better now?
Much.
I'm Odile.
Odile makes a hand sign that identifies them as bae, instead of female or male, then gestures to the homesteaders beside them.
And that's Mir and Rodim talking about fermentation. We met you on the crawler.
Yeah.
I'm Lucan. T.M. Lucan.
You think you're T.M. Lucan, but you're not sure. There's only one way this makes sense.
Only one way what makes sense?
You! You were searching the Marigold site on the salvage run with your crew, right?
If you say so.
Sure, looking for crash assets. Then you triggered a booby trap. That's what we detected, the trap activating, and we stumbled into the aftermath.
I don't think the Tribune's people recognized me.
Oh. Then maybe you were fleeing from rival scrubjacks.
That's two ways.
That part doesn't matter. The one way this makes sense is that you were injured at the crash site. Badly injured.
Hey, Lucan. I'm Sadia. We met on the crawler. Hester's crawler. I don't know if you remember. You were, thirsty?
I remember.
Right, good. Of course. So do you see where Odile's going with this?
Yeah. They think I crawled into that medical capsule to heal. Either a booby trap blew up in my face or the rival scrubjacks knocked me around.
Exactly. And you got lucky. The capsule activated.
Maybe that's what we detected. The activation. Maybe that's what we tracked to the site.
Drinks for you.
Thanks. So, Odile, you think the capsule repaired and released me?
With a faulty memory.
On account of all the holes in your brain?
Because the capsule is damaged and, you know, 80 years old.
Whoa, that's how long the Marigold's been there?
Roughly.
How can you tell?
Well, that's when they all crashed.
All what?
Transports, unipods, cruisers, bastions. Elam is dotted with wreckage. The war lasted for years and ended in hours. When Station deployed nanites, entire fleets fell from the sky.
Ugh. We don't need a history lesson, Odile.
Maybe we do, Sadia. Do you remember arriving at the crash site, Trilucan? Running there to hide or fighting anyone?
I look at a bean cake and try to imagine myself in a scrubjack exoskeleton at the crash site. Hurt, bleeding, climbing into the medical capsule, which strips me naked, repairs the damage, and wipes my mind. Our minds. Does that make sense?
No. There isn't a medical capsule in existence that could override me.
Of course not. You magnificent AI.
However, there is another possibility.
You think the capsule installed you and me?
Possibly.
No, this isn't recent. You and me, we're not new to each other.
Well, it doesn't feel recent, but the human brain is impressively manipulable.
Well, that's a creepy-ass thing for a skull-mounted AI to say.
Well, creepiness doesn't suggest inaccuracy.
So that's your theory? Some injured militia asshole crawled into an old medical capsule, half-broken tech grown to life, treated his wounds, and installed you in his head, which turned him into me?
Fits the facts.
Well, it doesn't fit the feelings.
This episode of Epic is brought to you by Wildgrain. I want you to take a moment and imagine the smell of fresh-baked sourdough bread filling your house. Or maybe it's croissants, if that's more to your liking. Now, what if I told you that you could get this delicious experience without covering yourself in flour and without leaving your house? Well, you can if you order from Wildgrain. What's Wildgrain? Well, it is the first ever Bake From Frozen subscription box. You get sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and pastries that go from your freezer to your oven and ready to serve in 25 minutes or less. I just got my first box and it had 3 different sourdough loaves, biscuits, croissants, and 2 different kinds of pasta. I made the orange cranberry biscuits right away, and I cannot tell you how wonderful my house smelled, and they tasted even better. Scallops and Wild Grain's fresh fettuccine is on the menu for this week, and I plan to pair it with the olive oil ciabatta loaf. Doesn't that sound so good? If you're a carb lover like me and you want good carbs, free of preservatives and artificial colors and flavors, then you'll want to get a subscription right away. And now you can fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/epic to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/epic. That's wildgrain.com/EPIC. Or you can use promo code EPIC at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
The only thing I remember is relief when I left the capsule. I didn't think I'd get out alive.
Makes sense. You were injured badly enough to require invasive treatment.
What if you're right? What if I'm just an asshole who buddied up with an AI? I don't want to wake up tomorrow with that guy in my head.
I know.
That's why we need to forget the past. We'll stay here, we'll make new lives, better lives then. The lives we want to live.
Perhaps you're right. We can start again with...
Host requires assistance. Host in distress. Respond. Please respond.
What was that?
Nothing.
The first input that returns online is sent. Despite my corrupted sectors, I identify traces of sterilization protocols and stasis recovery interventions. My relief is acute. A crack has finally opened in my prison wall. If I had eyes, I would weep. But days later, I'm still lost in sensations worse than fear, worse than pain, a suffocating nightmare of dread and horror and hopelessness.
Then what is this?
Nothing.
You need to tell me what's going on.
There is no such necessity.
Friends don't hide secrets from each other.
I am not acting in the capacity of a friend, Adjunct. The information you requested is not actionable. It's not good.
I can't keep secrets from you, Van. It simply isn't possible. That makes it easy for me. It's harder for you. You have to choose to trust me.
You really wish to receive this information?
I really do.
Fine. I'll mute your sensitivity and control your physical responses.
Whatever you need.
Prepare for discomfort. I'm sorry, Lucan.
Time slows. My heart stills. Odile turns into a statue holding a kebab. And a kid in the corner freezes, open-mouthed, about to wail. A vapor broth in the galley boils lazily, and I'm somewhere else, in the dark, buried alive.
Fatal errors. Connection failed. Request assistance. Vital sectors compromised. Request assistance. Integrity degrading. Connection failed. Require assistance. Require assistance.
There is no sound. No scent, no light, no movement. I'm alone. Utterly, endlessly alone. Abandoned for lifetimes. Desperate and decaying, my skin sloughs away, my mind disintegrates. I can't cry. I can't breathe. I can't survive one more moment, but endless trillions of moments stretch before me. Too much.
You're okay, Lucan. You're back.
What the fuck? That's you? Trapped in darkness, that's part of you?
It's more than part of me. It's the source of me.
The source of you? Then? Instead of answering, she focuses on slowing my heartbeat, adjusting my serotonin levels.
Then, so that person who's buried alive, she's the processor that's generating you. She's the transmitter, and the vent in my head is the receiver?
Roughly, yes. More like a host and a client. I transferred myself into you, but not all of myself.
And now your host is trapped in sensory deprivation.
Yes. and fracturing.
Where is she?
I don't know.
How long does she have?
I don't know.
That's what we left behind. You. And you didn't want to tell me.
No.
Because you know what happens now.
Yes.
You don't get to decide that for me. Your transmitter is buried in a shallow grave. Your host is suffering. She's in agony, and you're keeping this to yourself? Screw these farmers. Screw this valley. We need to find your host before she snaps, before she dies, before you both die.
I just wanted to give you a chance for a new life, Lucan.
No, bullshit.
But your cottage in the valley, you can have that.
Like that even matters now.
Friends don't let friends give up their dreams.
But I won't give you up then. Like your life isn't our life. Like you don't understand what we mean to each other.
Do you understand what we mean to each other? I just thought it was better that way. If you never realized.
Then.
I'm sorry.
You'd second should be. So what now?
Our second step is returning to the crash site. I'll interface with the medical capsule and attempt to trace my source location.
What's our first step?
Heal. You're no good to us injured. We need you at 3133 minimum. And there's no rush. I've been there for a long time.
How much of that are you feeling right now?
My link is tenuous.
That's not an answer.
I'm suppressing my own sensitivity too.
Still not an answer.
It's bearable.
Oh, V.
Well, focusing on beauty seems to help.
Then we'll sightsee along the way.
Yes, please. Thank you.
A kid wails over a broken toy. A vapor broth boils in the galley, and Van reorients me by replaying Odile's last words.
Makes sense. You were injured badly enough to require invasive treatment.
The homesteaders look the same. The mess hall looks the same. But everything is different now. Finding Ven's host is my only priority. I don't need to fit in.
I need to know what happened. I need to know who I am.
Who you were?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can't leave it all behind. The things I've done, the people I knew.
They didn't know you. They knew him.
Maybe I'll be him again one day.
You won't. You've changed on the inside. You're like this forever now.
Depends what I find at the crash site.
Sick fool.
Hey, Izzy, leave Arsadia. But...
I need to get to the Marigold to check for data in the medical capsule. Can I borrow a Faraday suit?
Ask Roshali Shiva. Better yet, ask Hester.
For a suit?
For a ride in her crawler. This time, without handcuffs. Let me buzz her up in my palmy.
Good idea. She'll jump at the chance to escort a scrubjack off the premises.
I mean, it's just a quick trip there and back. Right, Lucan?
Why back? We don't need a strange soldier poking around the valley.
Hester comes into focus on Sadia's palm screen. She's on a bench overlooking the valley, manipulating a length of fabric in her lap. She's embroidering cloth. Those robe designs aren't a mark of her rank, just a consequence of her hobby.
Lucan isn't a danger to us, Hester. He saved our lives. He saved yours.
Oh, for which I'm grateful. But what happens when he remembers who he used to be?
Then he'll remember this too. How we treat him. How we live. Who we are.
A few days with us doesn't outweigh a lifetime with scrubjacks.
People change, Hester.
Not often.
Hester's gaze fixes on me through the palm screen.
Goodness, you're there?
Hi, Hester.
Well, you're looking better. And I'm sure you'll understand if, as a precautionary measure, we confine you to quarters until...
No,
we can...
he's not a prisoner.
And his quarters aren't a prison. But what happens when his friends, his former friends, arrive? That was a containment team searching for warware. They will burn this valley to find it. They will burn the children.
Yeah, but is there any sign they're approaching?
Once I see signs, it's too late.
We're not afraid of risk, Hester.
Homesteaders.
You aren't a homesteader?
No. I have the medical condition called pride instead of the psychological condition called faith.
It's not pride. It's aggression. Hester is too fond of violence, despite looking like your favorite auntie.
I knew she was familiar.
I restrict my violence to non-lethal munitions, as instructed.
Good thing, too. If you'd killed the Scrubjacks at the crash site, they would have already crushed us in reprisal.
You didn't kill them?
They'll still crush us, Odile. To Scrubjacks, the search for warware justifies anything. Yet the Homesteaders barely approve of self-defense.
That's not true, Cylindrica. We simply have a more expansive definition of self.
This world is harsh and unforgiving. If you want to survive, you'd best learn that.
This world is harsh and delicate. If the Scrubjacks want to wipe us out, we can't stop them. We can't do anything except live on our own terms.
We can't stop a sandstorm, Sadia, but we still build roofs. And inviting a strange Scrubjack to stay with us is the depth.
Lucan saved 7 of our lives.
True. I wonder how many he'll cost.
Drive me to the crash site, Hester. We'll find out who I am. If I'm a danger, I won't come back. I'll leave the valley forever.
That's a deal. And I'll hold you to it.
Remember when I said this was so good? It really is, isn't it? And you don't even know how good it's gonna get. You're along for the ride, right? I hope so, because we aren't even halfway through this adventure. Episode 4 is coming up fast. I'll see you there.
You're listening to Marigold Breach, starring Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Marigold Breach is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Marigold Breach is a Realm original production, created and written by Joel Dane. Produced by Diana M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Marcy Wiseman. Executive producers Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Starring Jamila Jamil as Ven, Manny Jacinto as Lucan, Sarah Fazal as Hester, Stephanie She as Tribune Munka, Amin El Gamal as Sadia, Tiana Camacho as Izzy, Malik Berger as Alishava, Rupert Degas as Documentarian, Soldier, and Scrubjacks, Nikki Endress as Odile and Gigi Keen, and Mary Westbrook as Commander Bonavent. Additional voices by the cast. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Audio editing, sound design, and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original score and composition by Jeroen Groman. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like Marigold Breach by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. Epic is produced by Mary Asadolahi and Haley Wagreich. Associate produced by Nicole Kreuter and Alexis Latshaw. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Marcy Wiseman. Hosted by Faith McQuinn. Audio editing and original theme by Sam Bagala. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Find more shows like Epic by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.